So when does an ambition become greed, or is all ambition greed? No, usually when karma takes us away from dharma, or artha takes us away from dharma, that is where it becomes greed. So the desire to improve materially, desire to rise up, the desire for upward mobility, no, that is not necessarily an unhealthy or a wrong desire. Because we by nature are progressive beings. A cow can eat the same grass day after day, month after month, year after year. But we humans, you know, we don't eat the same food. We try to cook new cuisines, have new items. So in whatever we do, that progressive instinct is always there within us. So now, the human intelligence, which urges us towards progressiveness, its perfection is when it urges us towards spiritual progressiveness. That means I want to improve, and I try to improve spiritually, because material improvement, I understand, it is not going to last. Even if I improve and become very wealthy, it's not going to stay with me forever. At the end of this life, it's going to be lost. Sometimes it may be lost before also. So, since I am going to strive, and I have to strive to improve, so let me improve spiritually. Because by that, I will have something which is lasting. So the urge to improve, which is what is the driving force for progress or ambition, that urge to improve is innate to our nature and defines us as human beings. That is definitely healthy and desirable. That should definitely be channeled. Now, while striving for spiritual improvement, for spiritual growth, the material also matters. Sometimes the material life is very unstable. Then we can't really focus steadily on spirituality. So, improving materially is also a part of the process of improvement. The part of the expression of the human urge for progressing. Now, when this urge dominates us, that means when we only improve materially or only strive to improve materially and neglect or reject spiritual improvement, then that is definitely unbalanced. Because material improvement, as I said, doesn't last. And sometimes what we think of as improvement doesn't really even turn out to be improvement. Because I may say that, okay, at that financial level, I had this many problems. But then I move up, come to another financial level, there's a whole other set of problems that come up. So, and that urge to move up will never go away in itself. So, okay, I have come from here till here, but now I want to move from here to here, from up to here. And that way we'll keep improving and materially, or keep pursuing improvement materially. And we will never improve spiritually. We never give due time and energy for improving spiritually. So as long as we give due time for our spiritual growth, then the remaining time which we are investing in our material life, trying to work wholeheartedly there so that we can improve materially, there is nothing wrong in that. You know, we have abilities, we have talents, we have energy, and we are meant to use it. So if our attempts for material improvement start encroaching on our time and our efforts for spiritual growth, that is one important criteria when we can understand that this ambition is going in an unhealthy direction. Another would be that if in the material level itself, the ambition starts making us take ethical shortcuts, then that also is greed. Yes. So if by honest hard work, if I'm channeling my ambition, that is good. But if my ambition starts making me unethical, then that also is a indication that I'm going in a direction of greed. So either it takes us away from dharma, from spiritual dharma, or even from material dharma. Then we can say that it's greed. Otherwise, the ambition can be harmonized. And as you rightly said, that if we are in a more material stable situation, then we can focus more on our family, focus more on our spiritual growth. Mm-hmm. There also we should have some clearly defined goals. Mm-hmm. Because otherwise what happens? I decide, you know, if I improve materially, then I can focus more on spirituality. But then in trying to improve materially, we get hooked materially. Yes. And then I think, okay, I've come this much, but I need to come this much, come this much, come this much. And then it becomes an endless quest. So if we have a clear plan, okay, this is what where I want to come to, and then when I come to this, then I can turn and focus more on this. And even during that time, it is not that we give up our spirituality. There should always be some spiritual connection, because that spiritual connectedness will prevent material infatuation. Otherwise, we'll sooner or later become materially infatuated, and then it becomes endless. It becomes like endless rat race, vicious cycle, endless rat race, where you just get trapped.
One more question.